The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's and America's Most Challenging Hour. And I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I've come your way again with a true but old-fashioned message right out of the scriptures of the greatest book ever given and made available to the human family by Almighty God. And that is your Holy Bible. And I'd like to call your attention to this profound truth, that it is inerrant. It is the infallible word of our great Creator God that you and I can trust to be true in all of its claims. Now, if you'll stay tuned and listen to this message today, pay close attention, you'll find that today's message will be very informative, very interesting, and inspiring. And it's Jesus Christ, his apostles, and God's holy prophets of old cried out to the people of their generation, so do I. May God give you ears to hear and a heart to understand. We continue a message we began a couple of days ago entitled, The Fear of God. I'd like to begin today with a scripture found in your Holy Bible in the book of Acts of the Apostles in the New Testament, chapter 9, verse 31. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. The early church of Jesus Christ was characterized by the fear of God. And that profile is shown throughout all the New Testament scriptures. Of any biographical or historical record of that early church, that they were possessed with the fear of God. And what does the fear of God mean? It means fear. I was listening to the radio some time ago, and there was a minister preaching from California. I forget just exactly, I remember his name, I'm not going to say it, but he was teaching in a college, in a Bible college in California. It's quite a big school. And he was teaching on the fear of God, and one of the students in the class asked him what the fear of God meant. Now, let me tell you something, folks. He wasn't a Pentecostal or holiness preacher as I am. He was a Presbyterian preacher. And upon the question, what is the fear of God? He looked at those students. He said, students, the fear of God means fear, that you actually fear God. You know, and he gave a scripture too. One was Psalm 119, verse 105, where David, the great prophet, cried out, my flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I'm afraid of your judgments. Listen, just such scriptures as that. And also Philippians 2 and 12, as the great apostle Paul wrote to the church of the Gentiles, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. The fear of God is it's the strongest of all human emotions. And we read about the days of Noah and read that here in our own end time generation, Jesus said that our generation would be characterized by Noah's day, that is, in moral corruption and in violence. And the Bible says of Noah, and what motivated Noah to build that great boat or ark, as we call it, back in the days of past history, many centuries ago, and to save a remnant out of a, a perverted and, well, a judgment-bound generation? Here it is, Hebrews 11 and verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. It was the fear of God that drove him to an excessive effort that the Bible says that he made. He was moved by the fear of God, by which he condemned the world by that relentless, relentless work that he did, that when he was motivated by the fear of God, it condemned the world around him. And God drowned the other people in the world except Noah and his family because they had no fear of God. He was the only man that had the fear of God in that generation. Lord, help us that we get the fear of God in us, because if we don't, we're bound for the terrible judgments of God. Also in this great book of the Acts of the Apostles, in the 10th chapter, the next chapter over in your Holy Bible, Acts 10 and verse 34 and 35, the great apostle Peter, it says he opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. And God's no respecter of persons. What he requires of one, he requires of another. What brings a man or woman into the right relationship and in favor with God in the United States of America, he has to do the same thing in England or France or Russia or Australia or any other nation. See, in every nation, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness, just don't have it imputed to you, but you work righteousness. In other words, the righteousness of Christ works through you and me as a Christian. Then God does accept us. The fear of God must be there, and we must work righteousness. In Proverbs, the 14th chapter and verse 16, the Bible says, a wise man will fear and depart from evil, but a fool will rage and be confident. Oh, Lord, the fear of God will make us give up our evil ways. And what is the fear of God? What's a good definition of the fear of God, you may ask? There's a great scripture in the Bible that answers it very profoundly. Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. See, when you fear God, you'll hate evil. And that means you'll hate pride, pride and arrogancy, the evil way, and an old smart mouth. You'll hate all that mess, because that is the definition of the fear of God. One old great man in the Bible says in Job 1 and 1, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. See, he really had the fear of God. He hated evil. In Job, the 28th chapter, in verse 28, he wrote in that great profound writing of such a prophet of God as he was, he says, unto man God has said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is understanding, is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. See, you really have the wisdom of God when you have the fear of God. It's wisdom and it's understanding. The fear of the Lord. And another great writer, Solomon, the great wise man, wrote in Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. In Jeremiah, the second chapter, verse 19, sometimes I know I'm a Christian, I know I'm saved, I know I'm a man of God, but it makes me tremble to read this verse in the Bible, which I do read the book of Jeremiah quite frequently. In Jeremiah 2, verse 19, God says, thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. When the fear of God's not in us, we become evil in the sight of God. See, there's a great scripture in the Bible found in the book of Romans, the 3rd chapter, verse 18, says there's no fear of God before their eyes. Then it tells you what kind of folks he's talking about. He talks about people that's gone out of the way. They're unprofitable. Their throat's an open sepulcher. Their tongue uses deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips. Their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. The way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. And we're living in a generation today that they've lost the fear of God, and it is a dangerous society that we live in today. And the fear of God means to fear God. I know a lot of people, they want to contest it and say, well, it means respect or reverence or something. Well, certainly it does too. Because in your Holy Bible, in Hebrews the 12th chapter, verses 28 and 29, the Lord says, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. See, with reverence, respect, and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. It's amazing people say they don't fear God when the Bible tells us, Jesus warns us, in Matthew 10, 28, said, fear him. Don't fear men, but fear him which is able to cast both soul and body in hell. Well, that's God. Ain't nobody can put you in hell but God. And we read all these scriptures in the Bible. Jesus said in Luke, the 13th chapter, and verse 3, I tell you, except you repent, you will likewise perish. That means go to hell. And then people don't fear God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a minister out of the old school. I was born in 1921. I was raised up in the late roaring 20s. And there I was there when the stock market crashed. And I saw the terrible depression that was ushered in upon us immediately after the stock market crash, when there was hopelessness and there was epidemics of disease. There was unemployment. There was want, hunger. Oh, my God, it was terrible. Dust bowls everywhere. And I'll tell you something else that sprung up during that time of depression. There was ministers that God touched, and they had old tents or in some old building. They get in there and preach, men must repent or go to hell, and God will heal the land and save your soul. If you'll truly get up here and tell God you've been a sorry rascal and you want to repent, then Jesus will come in your heart. We had the mourner's bench in the church and the altars in the churches. Well, that used to be a place where sinners that feared God and were under Holy Ghost conviction repented with tears for their sins and rebellion against God. Some way or another, well, preachers don't preach anymore that they must fear God, so men march right on, hand in hand, into the judgments of God and into the pit of hell. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said, except we fear God, we repent. Oh, as Peter said, he opened his mouth and said, God is no respecter of persons. In every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. I pray that the fear of God will come into you. If you have sin in your life, it'll take the fear of God for you to repent and confess that sin and give it up and let Christ be truly your Lord and Master. Shall we pray? Father, thank you for the fear of God. I thank you. I feared the Lord from my youth. My old mother and dad taught me to fear the Lord. And when I was a youngster growing up, the fear of God kept me from doing a lot of things the other boys and girls did that I couldn't do. I thank you for it, and it still does. And I pray the fear of God will fall on those hearing this message today and grip their hearts, that they'll turn all the way to the holiness of God. We ask in Jesus' name, and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. You've heard another true message out of the Scriptures of your Holy Bible, along with some revelations of the Holy Ghost. And these truths in print can be mailed to you by your request without cost or obligation. And we have the Bible doctrines and Bible prophecies on video. An audio cassette will be shared for an offering of help if you'll help me stay on these radio stations by your support. Pray that you'll write me this address, Brother Ray Pringle, Word of Prophecy Fellowship, P.O. Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. May God grip your hearts in this message until our next broadcast is our prayer.